Chapter 12 The Sands of Mars. Though he had always been determined to go there eventually, Robert Singh left for Mars rather late in his life's agenda. He was already 55 when, once again, chance decided when and how. Tourists from Mars were rare on the moon, and owing to the very effective quarantine established by its gravity, virtually unknown on the home planet. Many pretended that they didn't really mind. Everyone knew that Earth was noisy, smelly, polluted, and horribly overcrowded, almost 3 billion people. Not to mention dangerous with its hurricanes, earthquakes, volcanoes. Charmaine Jorgen, however, was looking wistfully earthward in the Aritech observation lounge when Robert Singh first encountered her. The 20-meter-wide dome, a masterpiece of engineering, was so transparent that there seemed to be nothing holding back the vacuum of space. Some nervous visitors could endure the experience for only a few minutes. During his busy student days, Robert Singh had scarcely ever been there, but he was now showing one of his shipmates around his old alma mater, and this was an obligatory stop. As they walked through the three sets of automatic doors, he commented, "If the dome blows, the outer pair closes in 1 second. Then the third set operates after a 15-second delay to give anyone inside time to reach safety." "Unless they're sucked out. When was it last tested?" "Let's see, here's the certification. It's dated, 2 months ago." "I don't mean that. Any dumb circuit can slam doors. Has there ever been a real test?" "Like cracking the dome? Silly question. Do you know what it cost?" At this point, the good-natured bantering ceased abruptly as the two visitors realized that they were not alone. The silence went on and on. Finally, Robert Singh's companion said, "If you haven't lost your tongue, Bob, at least you might introduce us."